Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and today, this activation is Money is Love. It's an important component to your money journey. Awaken to the idea that money is love and everything changes. There was a woman who spent every Sunday morning baking bread. Not because she needed to, not because she was saving money, but because something in her came alive when she mixed flour and water and yeast. When she kneaded the dough, when she watched it rise, when she pulled those golden loaves out of the oven and the whole house smelled like comfort and care. She'd give the bread away to neighbors, to friends, to the guy at the bus stop who always looked tired. Every single time she handed someone a warm loaf wrapped in cloth, she'd see their face change. Their shoulders would drop, their eyes would soften. Sometimes they'd tear up a little. One day her neighbor asked her, "Why do you do this? You must spend half your weekend making bread for everyone else." And she said something that stopped her neighbor, "Because this is how I love people. I can't always find the right words. I can't always be there when someone needs me, but I can put my energy and attention and care into something and share it. The bread is just the delivery system. I'm really giving them my love." Her neighbor thought about that for a long time. Then she said, "So when my grandmother used to slip $20 into my hand every time I left her house, even when I told her I didn't need it, she was loving you. The money was just the delivery system." And right there in that moment, between these two women talking about bread and grandmothers and $20 bills, something cracked open that I want you to feel right now. Money is a delivery system for love. Not just love, but care, attention, energy, support, belief, trust, connection, all the things that matter most in human experience. Money is one of the ways the universe moves those things between us. But somewhere along the way, you forgot that. We all did. We got taught that money is separate from love, that money is cold and love is warm, that money doesn't buy love, that money is practical and love is spiritual, that you can't mix the two without corrupting something sacred. And that belief, that story about money and love being opposites, has been choking off all your supply. The universe speaks in frequencies, and the frequency of love is identical to the frequency of abundance. They're not two different channels. They're the same broadcast on the same wavelength. When you cut yourself off from receiving money, you're cutting yourself off from receiving love. When you block money, you're blocking one of the primary ways the universe has for expressing its love for you. When you reject financial abundance, you're rejecting the universe's love language. I know that sounds strange. I know your mind wants to argue because you've been taught that real love has nothing to do with money. That if someone really loves you, money shouldn't matter. They don't have to pay for your love. That mixing love and money is somehow dirty or wrong. Think about it. When your parents worked long hours to pay for your education, was that not love? When a friend picks up the check at dinner because they know you're going through a tough time, is that not love? Now, this can be a struggle because if you don't have a lot of money, it feels like you can't provide a lot of love. When a stranger donates to a cause that helps people they'll never meet, is that not love? When someone tips generously because they want to make another person's day easier, is that not love? Money flowing is love flowing. Always has been. Always will be. This feels controversial. If you're resisting it, if you're arguing it in your mind, ask yourself why. The problem is we've been conditioned to see money as a thing separate from the spiritual, separate from the emotional, separate from everything that makes us human. We've been taught to approach money with suspicion, fear, and scarcity and protection. But money is just energy. It's just a current. It's just a way of moving resources and attention and care from one place to another. And the universe, source, consciousness, God, whatever name feels right to you, the universe uses money as one of its primary languages to tell you, "I see you. I care about you. I want you to thrive. I want you to have what you need. I want you to experience abundance. I love you." Every dollar that comes to you is the universe saying, "I love you." every opportunity that appears is the universe saying, I love you. Now you might be saying, I'm not getting any money. So does that mean the universe doesn't love me? No. It means that you're somehow blocking the love that is coming to you. Every unexpected check, every raise, every refund, every gift, all of it is the universe speaking its love language to you. But you haven't been listening, been so focused on whether you deserve it, whether you earned it, whether you struggled enough for it, that you missed the message under the money. The message is always the same. You are loved. You are supported. You are taken care of. You are meant to flourish. So right now, just settle it into whatever it is that you're doing. You don't need to do anything except listen and feel and allow these words to reach something deep within your conscious mind. Because I want to rewrite your relationship with money by connecting it back to its source, which is love. Take a deep breath. A real one, deep into your belly. And as you do, I want you to think about the last time someone gave you money, any amount. Could be change from a purchase, could be a paycheck, could be a gift. Now I want you to feel that moment differently. Instead of thinking about the transaction, the exchange, the practical details, I want you to feel the energy behind it. Someone's time and energy and effort got converted into money. And then that money came to you. That's a flow of life force. That's a transfer of energy. That's someone's existence touching yours through the medium of money. And underneath all of it, whether you knew it or not, whether they meant it or not, love was moving. Care was flowing. The universe was using that transaction to tell you, you matter. Your needs matter. Your dreams matter. You deserve to receive. Can you feel that? Can you sense the difference between seeing money as just a thing and seeing money as a carrier wave for something much bigger? This is what changes everything. When you start perceiving money as one of the ways the universe loves you, your whole energy field shifts, the resistance melts, the blocks dissolve, scarcity thinking evaporates. Because you can't reject love and thrive. You can't push away care and flourish. You can't deny support and succeed. You've been doing exactly that every time you've said, I don't need much money. Money isn't important to me. I'm not good with money. Rich people are greedy. I'll never have enough. Money stresses me out. Every one of these statements is you pushing away the universe's love. Every one of these beliefs is you refusing to hear what the universe is trying to tell you. And the universe, like any good lover, respects your boundaries. If you say, I don't want your money, the universe says, okay, I'll find other ways to support you. If you say, I don't deserve abundance, the universe says, I'll match your belief. And the secret, the universe never stops trying to love you, never stops trying to provide for you, never stops trying to show you that you're worthy of receiving. It's just been waiting for you to change the channel, to tune into the right frequency, to start hearing its love language. And that's what's happening right now. Right in this moment, you're learning to hear money as the universe speaking directly to your heart. When you open to this love, so much more will flow to you. I'll tell you another story. There was a man who grew up poor, not just broke poor. The kind of poor where you wear the same shoes until they fall apart. Where you know exactly how many days you can stretch a bag of rice. Where the electricity gets shut off and you do homework by candlelight. He grew up, worked hard, eventually made good money. But the strange part, he couldn't enjoy it. Couldn't spend it on himself, couldn't relax into it. Every dollar felt heavy. Every purchase felt guilty. He was making six figures and still living like he was broke. One day he's talking to a therapist and he says, I don't know why I can't just enjoy the money I make. I know I work hard, I know I deserve it, but something in me feels wrong about having it. And the therapist asked him, when you were a kid and didn't have money, what did that mean to you? He thinks about it and then it hits him. It meant my parents loved me enough to sacrifice. It meant we were in it together. It meant we were a family fighting to survive. The poverty was proof of love. Therapist nods. So now that you have money, what does that mean? He starts crying. It means I left them behind. It means I broke the family bond. It means I chose money over love. Right there, in that realization, he saw the program. He saw how his subconscious had linked poverty with love and abundance with betrayal. How his nervous system had wired not having money as being loved and having money as being alone. Once he saw it, he could change it. He started to understand that his parents didn't sacrifice because poverty was love. They sacrificed because love made them willing to endure poverty. The love was always there, the money was just the circumstance. And he started to see that he could honor his parents' love by thriving. That his abundance didn't betray their sacrifice, it fulfilled it. They worked hard so he could have more. His prosperity was the fruit of their love, not a rejection of it. Within 6 months, his income doubled. Not because he worked more, because he allowed more. Because he stopped unconsciously sabotaging his own abundance to stay loyal to poverty. You might have a different version of this story, but I'm willing to bet you have some version of it. Some way that you linked money and love as opposites. Some story that says you have to choose between being wealthy and being good. Between having abundance and being spiritual. Between prosperity and connection. And that story is bankrupting you, not just financially, energetically, emotionally, spiritually. When you reject money, you're rejecting the universe's care. When you push away abundance, you're pushing away love itself. Now, love is another word in the Bible for God. Love is an expression of God in its purest form. I've said it before, God is money in action. So when you deny money, you deny God. When you push away abundance, you're pushing away love itself. Take another breath, and this time as you breathe in, imagine you're breathing in the universe's love for you. Not some abstract cosmic force, but real, tangible, personal love. The kind of love that knows your name, that knows your struggles, that knows your dreams, that wants you to win. And as you breathe out, release any belief that says you have to choose between money and love. Release any story that says they're opposites. Release any program that says having money makes you less spiritual or less good or less connected. Because it's all backwards. It's all upside down. It's all designed to keep you small and struggling and convinced that poverty is holy. But poverty is not holy. Poverty is just lack. And the universe doesn't want you to lack. The universe wants you to overflow, to have more than enough, to be a channel through which abundance pours into the world. When you have money, you have choices. You can help people, you can invest in causes you believe in, you can tip generously, you can save, you can buy the product from small business instead of the corporation, you can support artists, you can fund research, you can make a difference. Money in your hands becomes love in action. Money in your life becomes energy you can direct towards what matters to you. But when you're broke, when you're barely surviving, when you're stressed about how to pay rent, how much love can you give? How much energy do you have for anyone else? How much bandwidth do you have for making the world better? The universe wants you wealthy, not because it cares about your bank account, but because it wants you to be a powerful force for good. It wants you to have the resources to express your love widely. It wants you to be a conduit through which abundance flows to others. You can't pour from an empty cup. You can't give what you won't receive. So when the universe offers you money, through a job, through an opportunity, through an idea, through an inheritance, through any channel at all, it's saying, here, take this, use this. Let me love you so you can love others. Let me fill you so you can overflow. Let me provide for you so you can provide for them. And every time you reject that offer, every time you say, I don't need it, I don't deserve it, or someone else needs it more, you're blocking the flow, not just to you, but through you. Because abundance is meant to circulate. Money is meant to move. Love is meant to flow. When you dam up the river at your point in the stream, everyone downstream suffers. When you refuse to receive, you're refusing to give. When you block the universe's love language, you're silencing your own. Feel that. Really feel that. Your abundance serves others. Your prosperity creates opportunities. Your wealth generates possibilities. This is not selfish. This is how the system works. This is how energy moves through consciousness. This is how love manifests in physical reality. The universe gives to you so you can give to others. The universe fills you so you can pour out. The universe speaks its love language so you can speak the same language to everyone you encounter. You're not the destination, you're the channel. You're not the end point, you're the conduit. You're not meant to hoard and protect and cling, you're meant to receive and share and circulate. But first you have to be willing to receive. First you have to be willing to hear what the universe is saying. First you have to be willing to accept that money is love made visible. So let's go deeper, clear out some of the old programs that have been blocking your flow. I want you to think about the first time you remember learning something about money. Maybe someone told you it doesn't grow on trees. Maybe you saw your parents fight about it. Maybe you wanted something and got told we can't afford this. Whatever that first memory is, just notice it. Don't judge it. Don't analyze it. Now I want you to see underneath that memory, underneath the words, underneath the situation, the story, what's really happening. Someone was afraid, someone was stressed, someone was trying to protect you from disappointment or protect themselves from shame or protect the family from falling apart. Fear was speaking, scarcity was speaking, protection was speaking, but love was underneath it all. Even the dysfunction, the fighting, the guilt, love was underneath. People who didn't care wouldn't fight about money. People who didn't love wouldn't worry about providing. The love was always there. It just got expressed through a filter of fear and lack and limitation. And you absorbed that filter. You learned that money comes with fear, that abundance comes with stress, that wealth comes with worry. You learned to associate financial flow with emotional pain. But you can unlearn it right here and right now. Take another breath. And as you do, I want you to send love back through time to that younger version of you who first learned to fear money. Send compassion, send understanding and forgiveness. And then I want you to give that younger self a new message. Money is safe. Abundance is natural. Wealth is love. The universe wants to provide for us. We don't have to be afraid anymore. Feel that message landing in your body. Feel the younger you receiving it. Feel the timeline shifting as that old memory gets rewritten with new meaning. You're not changing what happened, you're changing what it means. And as you do this, something in your energy field starts to shift. The walls come down, the armor dissolves. The protection mechanisms that have been keeping money away start to relax. Because you're finally safe to receive, finally safe to have, finally safe to thrive. The universe has been waiting for this moment. Waiting for you to be ready, waiting for you to hear its love language without flinching, waiting for you to receive without guilt, and now you're ready. Feel the universe's presence right now, however you conceive of it, as God, as Source, as consciousness, as the field, as life itself. Feel it surrounding you, permeating you, holding you. And feel it saying to you, I love you. I want you to have everything you need and more. I want you to experience ease and abundance and overflow. I want you to know you're supported. I want you to trust that I will always provide. I want you to relax into my care. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? Can you let it in? This is the transmission that's always been broadcasting. You couldn't receive it before because your filters were tuned to fear instead of love. Love is a choice. But the filters are changing now. The reception is clearing. The signal is coming through. And what you're hearing is you are loved. You're provided for. Every dollar that comes to you from this moment forward, I want you to hear that message in it. I want you to feel the universe's love wrapped around every transaction. I want you to receive not just the money, but the meaning behind the money. When your paycheck comes, hear the universe saying, I love you. Here's the energy for your needs and dreams. When an unexpected check arrives, hear the universe say, I love you. I'm always taking care of you. When someone pays you for your work, hear the universe say, I love you. Your gifts have value. When you find money, hear the universe say, I love you. Even in small ways, I'm showing you abundance. When an opportunity appears, hear the universe say, I love you, I'm opening doors for you. Every single financial flow in your life is the universe speaking. Every transaction is a transmission. Every exchange is an expression of cosmic care. And when you start perceiving it that way, when you start receiving that way, when you start responding to it that way, everything changes. The scarcity melts away because you realize you're never alone. The fear dissolves because you know you're always supported. The lack disappears because you understand you're living in an abundant universe that wants you to thrive. This is you finally seeing what's always been true. This is you finally hearing what's always been said. The universe loves you, and money is one of the ways it shows that love. Now let's talk about what blocks this flow. Because even if you're starting to feel this truth, your subconscious might still have some programs running that resist it. One of the biggest blocks is the belief that desiring money is greedy or materialistic or unspiritual. You've been taught that truly evolved people don't care about money. That saints live in poverty, that seeking wealth is shallow. But think about that for a second. If money is love made visible, if money is the universe expressing care, then rejecting money is rejecting love. Refusing abundance is refusing care. Denying wealth is denying support. Is that spiritual? Is that evolved? Is that enlightened? Or is it just fear dressed up in holy language? True spirituality doesn't reject the material world. True spirituality sees the divine in everything, including money. True spirituality recognizes that every form is filled with the formless, that every transaction is touched by the transcendent, that every dollar is dense with divine energy. Money is not less spiritual than meditation. Work isn't less sacred than prayer. Wealth isn't less holy than poverty. And Source wants you to have access to all of it, wants you to experience the abundance in all forms, to know wealth on all levels, emotional wealth, spiritual wealth, relational wealth, and yes, financial wealth. Because they're all connected. They're all the same energy in different shapes. When you allow one, you allow all. When you open to financial abundance, you open to love's abundance. When you receive monetary support, you receive cosmic support. It's all one flow, all one frequency, all one love language being spoken in multiple dialects. So release the belief that wanting money makes you less spiritual. Release the guilt around desiring abundance and release the shame around seeking wealth. The universe gave you desire as a guidance system. Your wanting is sacred. Your longing is holy. Your ambition for more is the universe calling you forward into greater expression. Desire isn't the problem. Desire is the solution. Desire is how the universe communicates what's next. Desire is how love pulls you into expansion. So what do you desire? What do you really want? Not what you think you should want. Not what sounds humble or appropriate. But what makes your soul light up. What makes your heart beat faster. What makes you feel alive. Let yourself want it. Let yourself desire it. And crave it. Because that desire is the universe saying, this is for you. This is meant for you. This is waiting for you. Come claim it. The money is the tool the universe uses to help you get there. Money is how dreams become real, how visions manifest, how possibilities become actualities. So when you desire something and money is required to have it, the universe isn't testing you. It's not making you prove your worth. It's not asking you to choose between the dream and your integrity. It's saying, what you need, here's how you get it. Here's the path. Now let me provide the resources. And then it starts moving money toward you through 1,000 different channels, through opportunities, ideas, connections, synchronicities, through seemingly random events that are actually orchestrated miracles. But if you're blocking the flow, if you're refusing to receive because you think it makes you greedy or materialistic, you're refusing the universe's love and rejecting the very support that's trying to help you fulfill your purpose. And your purpose matters. Your dreams matter. Your contribution matters. The world needs what you came here to give. And the universe will move heaven and earth to make sure you have what you need to give it. But you have to let it. You have to open to it. You have to receive it. To Take a deep breath and feel yourself opening right now. The walls around your heart dissolving. The armor around your energy field melting. Feel the resistance in your body releasing. You're safe to receive, safe to have, to prosper, to be wealthy, to overflow with abundance. The universe has your back. The universe is providing for you. The universe is speaking its love language to you in the form of financial flow. And all you have to do is say yes. All you have to do is thank you. All you have to do is let it in. Feel yourself saying yes right now to abundance, to prosperity, to wealth. Yes, to the universe's love expressing itself as money in your life. Yes, yes, yes. And as you say yes, feel the energy shift, the frequency change, the field reorganize. Opportunities are aligning, resources are mobilizing, money is flowing and moving in your direction. Not because you're forcing it, because you have finally tuned into the channel where the universe broadcasts its abundance. This is the shift, the transformation. This is the activation. You're no longer someone who struggles with money. No longer someone who resists receiving. You're now someone who understands that money is love made visible, who receives financial flow as cosmic care. From this place, from this frequency, everything becomes possible. Open yourself to this love. The love is always flowing in more ways than you can imagine. The job that pays what you're worth, the opportunity that's perfectly aligned, the idea that generates wealth, the gift that arrives exactly when needed, it's all available, all here, all waiting for you to claim it. So claim it now. Reach out in your consciousness and claim your birthright of abundance. Declare to the universe that you're ready to receive. Announce to your soul that you're willing to prosper. Say it out loud with me. I receive the universe's love in the form of money. I am open to financial abundance. I welcome wealth into my life. I am ready to prosper. I am willing to thrive. Feel those words anchoring your energy field. Feel them rewriting your subconscious. You're changed. You're shifted. Because now you know the truth. Now you hear the love language. Now you understand that every dollar is the universe saying, I love you. And once you know that, once you really know that, you can never go back to seeing money as just money. You'll always see it as what it really is, love in motion, care in circulation, the universe's way of making sure you have what you need to fulfill your purpose. Welcome to the flow. Welcome to the love. This is your new reality. This is your new normal. Someone who receives the universe's love, someone who speaks the language of abundance, someone who knows that prosperity is just love made visible. From this knowing, your life transforms, your finances shift, your reality reorganizes, not overnight necessarily, but inevitably, because you've changed at the level of frequency, and form always follows frequency. So stay in this space. Marinate in this feeling. Let it become your baseline. And every time you receive money, from this moment forward, remember the universe is speaking. The universe is saying, I love you, reminding you that you are supported, cared for, you're meant to thrive. Listen to that message. Receive that transmission. Let it in completely. You are loved beyond measure. For the next 30 days, every time you receive money in any form, pause for a moment and say to yourself, thank you, universe, for your love. Feel the love underneath, the transaction, the recognition, the care behind the exchange. Acknowledge the support within the flow. This will rewire your nervous system. So open yourself to love. Know that love is flowing in all directions. Know that you are this love. And welcome to the love that flows to you now in the form of money. Join the Reality Revolution tribe. We have exclusive content, amazing weekly group coaching sessions. It has been an incredible experience, and I would love for you to join us. You can find it at school.com/Reality Revolution. The link's in the description. Sending all my love and light, and welcome to the Reality Revolution.